This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Got our flashback by request coming up in a few minutes here on the Phil Hendry Show. We'll have a visit from Jay. What did I just say, bud?
Bibbit.
Yeah, we'll have a bibbit from Jay. We'll have a visit from Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Let's go to the phones. Hal, go ahead.
Phil, Hal Levalier, Phil. How are you?
Oh, how are you, man? I haven't heard from you in a while.
Yeah, we wanted to call you, Viola. I said, well, let's call him up because we were listening to your program. And I got to tell you something, Phil. Nothing gives us a kick. Give me the excellent.
Phil, Viola, how are you, honey?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, we're having a ball listening to you. So are you familiar with the song? What's the song?
I don't know. It's by Pearl Necklace.
Called Jeremy?
By Pearl Jam.
He said
what? Why don't you do what with it?
You don't do anything with it. The name of the band is Pearl Jam?
Hold on for a minute. Yeah, Fresno, we're about 30 miles out, all right? You know, I could give a sweet Jesus about that. I got wings down. So look at, I'm wheels up on this right now, all right? Say it again, Fresno.
I got a show to do here.
I'm sorry, Phil. He's talking to the Fresno Tower. Darling, we're going over to Laughlin tonight.
Yeah, that's where you guys go, right?
I'm sorry?
That's where you guys go.
Yeah. All right. The song Jeremy, in the song, he sings about gutting his sister with sheep shears, doesn't he? Because
no, he does not talk about that.
Isn't it in the song Jeremy by Pearl Necklace about the...
Pearl Jam, man. Pearl Jam. Well,
isn't the song about a young man that they pick on, and then he goes and guts his teacher with sheep shears? Isn't that right?
No, man. They pick on this kid named Jeremy, and yeah, then he goes out and becomes aggressive, but...
Did it not?
Did it what?
Give me the phone, you jackball. What a retard.
Fresno, we're about 30 miles...
Phil, we're trying to figure out. Our grandson just got a tattoo of a gargoyle all the way down the right side of his body. Now, we think there's nothing wrong with that. And my daughter is very particular about this, as well as her husband. What is your opinion about that? Don't you think that the kids today are just a little bit, aren't they just a little bit picked on? And I'll hang up and listen.
Wait a minute. Don't hang up and listen. What are they doing, bud?
I don't know.
You're hanging up and listen. All right. Do I think kids are picked on? I don't think kids are picked. Well, I think kids, no matter who they are, children are...
Phil, hold on a little lyric, and I just got Fresno on the line. Listen, Phil.
Well, what did you hang up for?
I wanted to hang up and listen, but she turned the radio down, too. Now, look, Phil. The kid gets a gargoyle tattooed from the top of his head down all over his ear, down his shoulder, and right down... He even got the right testicle tattooed and continued on down to the foot. It's a full Wolverine gargoyle. Now, we see nothing wrong with that. And he's going out job hunting next week. He wants to get his own insurance agency with Farmers. What's wrong with that? I'll give the phone to Viola, hang up, and turn the radio down.
Wait a minute, you can't...
Wait, retards?
I guess, man. I think a kid, an underage kid, to get a tattoo like that is...
All right, Phil, I think we're okay now. And
will you listen to me and not hang the phone up?
You know something? I just think that it's...
Well, let me tell you this much. I love Hal. I think he's a wonderful guy, but he's a little confused.
Let me have the phone. And I love you, and I think you're a wonderful woman, even though you didn't gas us up at El Monte. Did you know that? Are you telling me we don't have... Yeah, did you hear that? Thanks so very much. What a whore. All right, Phil, we got to bail out. Fortunately, I got parachutes this time, so we're going to be all right. But I do have to bail out along with Viola. We're on our way over to Laughlin, and I got to bail this thing out, all right? I hope you'll understand.
Well, just get out of the plane then, man. Is it stalling?
Oh, yeah, it's stalling out. Yeah, we're down to our reserve tank. So, Viola, dear, here's your parachute.
Thank you. And here's yours.
Thank you very much. Now, what's the altimeter read? 20 feet. Oh, Jesus!
Or...
Well, So, the good news is they bought parachutes. The bad news, they didn't jump until 20 feet. But the phone was still on long enough for him to get off one final rejoinder there for Viola. I'm not sure what they were asking, but no, I think kids underage tattooing and piercing must be with the parental supervision. And I, you know, because that's like marking your body up for life. But blue hair, spiked hair, beards, I don't give a crap. My whole thing is, are they getting good grades? You see, ladies and gentlemen, I believe that if a kid gets good grades, he ought to be able to do anything he wants short of tattooing and piercing himself. I think if a child proves himself to be a substantial individual, a person that contributes to society, a kid that is importantly doing the work in school and thus preparing himself for his future, then I think that that child should be given his ability to express himself. I think that a kid... What is this?
Music is sentimental.
You see, I think that a kid that... Somehow this doesn't work, man.
It's good, go.
You see, ladies and gentlemen, I believe that a kid who... A child... I think that a kid... kids today... Kids today should be allowed to their creative expression short of piercing or tattooing. We'll be back to Surfside 6 right after this. Man.
My cousin on the sax.
Oh, is that your cousin? Yeah. He had the same metal plate?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, because I think it cut off all the other neurons that know the other notes on that saxophone.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
We're going to play our flashback by request. Also, I want to remind you that our webcast is November the 11th. So if you want to join us for that, get a backstage pass at www.philhendryshow.com, the webcast, all important. We'll begin our rehearsals for NBC's Teachers, the new mid-season show, next week. We are planning on shooting it, I think. I'm just giving the updates on what's going on the 18th. I noticed that Camilla Parker Bowles and Prince Charles are here, which is Britain's way of saying we're extending a hand of friendship, which, I don't know, it's kind of gnarly, isn't it? No, it's fine, but I think Sarah Alexander coming back from her bout of pneumonia is a much more pleasant diversion for all of us, and you'll see her this season on Teachers. All right, just speaking of the Prince and the Duchess, I believe, coming here, you know, they're fine, and he's... Very interesting man. The kids are, I think those kids are great. I think that Harry and that Andrew are good guys. Harry is the redhead. Now, yeah, he smokes a little too much pot. That's my only complaint. Everything else he does is fine. Yeah, I know he got into the Nazi uniform. It was a joke, man. How many cats get into a Nazi uniform at Halloween and it's a big laugh? This guy gets into a full Free Corps SS uniform with the Death's Head skull cap and he's got a reefer hanging out of his mouth. Don't you know it's a gag? But that Andrew, that's a class kid. He's going to be all right. And his mother was obviously class. I think one of the reasons, and I'm sorry for saying this, I think it's probably obvious, Diana came from a family that the blood wasn't all mixed up as much, right? Am I wrong about that? Wasn't she? She's from royalty, which means there is some interbreeding of the species, but not much. Whereas Charles, it's been going on for centuries. Centuries of cousin on cousin, brother on sister. Anyway. They're going to be coming over, and that'll be kind of a cool thing when they come to California, except it's going to make the traffic worse, and, you know, the cat's going to be in his dress. It's fine. And Camilla Parker Bowles is a wonderful woman. I don't think she's bad-looking at all. She's got great legs. Her face is fine. There's nothing wrong with it at all, bud.
Oh, come on.
Man, you'd get on your knees for that, wouldn't you?
Well, that's not fair. Yeah, I would, but still.
Yeah, what? Where do you get off saying she's not attractive? You'd get on your knees with a $20 bill in your teeth for something like that at a bachelor party.
All right. What's your point?
Yeah. Time now for our by-request flashback.
I'm not letting this go.
Oh, wow. I'm warned, man. Dear Mr. Henry, I'd like to request a clip. It has to do with a man who is suing his neighbor for growing vegetables in a sexually suggestive manner that implied that the man was not very well endowed. I was talking about Steve felt that his neighbor, the man, you know, Steve feels intimidated and wants to sue because his neighbor is growing these, quote, big John Holmes looking zucchinis. So here it is. And the request is from Deborah. And Deborah, here it is. Steve Bozell and those John Holmes zucchinis.
If a man says to a daughter of yours, hey, have you ever seen such a nice big zucchini? And she's running her hands all over it. Does that not give you pause?
That might give you pause, but it has nothing to do with this man growing zucchini large. They grow tomatoes large. They grow fruit larger these days. They grow everything larger in order to feed more people, probably. But it has nothing to do with the size. If the guy's acting inappropriately, he's acting inappropriately. Yeah. It has nothing to do with the size of the zucchini. I think you're just bringing that part up because you're a very strange individual looking for some attention.
No, sir. Sir, I don't mind being insulted.
I don't think the gentleman's insulting you. I think he's saying, is this man being inappropriate with your daughter?
He said to her, he said to my daughter, Cynthia, come on over and see the big zucchini.
And you call that some kind of sexual harassment or molestation of your daughter?
Well, he's hanging this big John Holmes-looking thing in front of her.
It depends on the context, and that would be for a court to determine. If you want to bring this lawsuit, that's fine if you have a basis for it. If not, it's a frivolous suit, and you're the reason why that society has become so screwed up in that all we're doing is suing each other now. You're the reason why attorney's fees should be awarded to the winner of a lawsuit when a frivolous lawsuit is brought. That's ridiculous.
Sir, I'm
wasting the resources of the courts and everyone's tax money.
Sir, I'm
why can't you just take this up with your neighbor and deal with it like people used to? It's ridiculous. I'm an attorney, and I'm saying this.
Sir, I'm perfectly willing not to prosecute this on a civil matter. I'm asking the local authorities, the municipal authorities, if they can use some kind of infrared.
What are you talking about, infrared? The issue is not the size of the zucchini. If the man is making inferences to your daughter,
right, exactly,
then that's another issue. That
right.
is possibly an actionable thing that the police should get in on. But if it's just the size of the zucchini, that's nothing. That's ridiculous. What are you going to go after, the cucumber and the pickle people next? You're a very strange man.
Sir, I'm a father of two children. I'm a tax-paying business owner. I think it starts with a lot of things. It could be zucchini. The next thing, this guy Hutchins, who's growing avocados and peaches, and he starts showing my daughter how the zucchini and the peach pit fit together or anything like that. And
but you didn't hear what this man said. If he's doing something inappropriate, then you talk specifically about that. What did he say? Come on over and look at the zucchini?
Both of you gentlemen know what I'm talking about. Read between the lines. Read between the lines.
I still cannot take you seriously. I believe that you're perpetrating a joke on the radio to make fun of everybody out there. I do not believe that you are serious about this. It's not possible that you are serious about this.
I'm telling you, and I think that you know what I'm saying, that some things are phallic innuendo. Now, would you not call that harassment?
Just saying to a kid, do you want to see the zucchini I'm growing in my garden, is not necessarily phallic innuendo, as you put it.
Oh, okay. So all of a sudden you're a genius. This other gentleman is an attorney, and I'll certainly go with what he is saying, but I think it's upsetting the thought of a garden owner all of a sudden hanging out zucchinis and everything. That's all I'm trying to say.
Let's put it in this context. You show dogs. If you're showing poodles and somebody shows up with a Doberman, is that emasculating your dogs? I mean, that's the extent you're getting to. It's ridiculous. You're just blowing this way out of proportion.
Are you a father, sir? Are you a father?
I can't take it seriously.
Are you a father, sir? Are you a father?
Yes, I am a father.
All right, well, the next time some guy starts growing some John Holmes-looking zucchini next door to you, and your wife and your daughter see this.
John Holmes-looking zucchini.
Yeah, I hope that he offers some up for us so we can cook it up and have a nice meal.
All right, Bill, thanks.
This is ridiculous. I still don't take you seriously.
What is emasculating is a wiener dog.
All right. There it is. That is Steve Bozell and the tale of the John Holmes-looking zucchini, man. So watch those people, those home gardens, because, yeah, sure. Hey, do you want to come over and look at the cucumber I'm growing? And the next thing you know, you go home and you're feeling, what's the point? What's the point of going on? All right. 1-800-449-8686. I don't really know if this guest, if I can get all of it, can we go into the next segment?
Yeah, I can do it.
Great. Mr. Sadler, right?
That's correct, yes.
Sir, can you tell me the beginnings of this problem that you had? Now, you are a weightlifter?
Well, Phil, there's a lot of things that I do. I lift weights. I'm also a bodybuilder. But I'm also a citizen of this country, and I am, I think, entitled to live in my home the way I want to.
Well, does this have to do with your bodybuilding and your weightlifting? I'm not sure, but I know that there was some complaint or you some people quit on you, right? Some cleaning people?
Yes, I had a team of some women who come in and clean my home once a week. My wife and I are currently separated. As a result, I've got four or five of these women who are Guatemalans who come and clean. And by the way, Phil, I'm not just a bodybuilder. I'm also a doctor of psychology, but I do compete. These are four women who come from another country. And I don't have any real information as to whether they're legal or not, and I'm not. I'll be very honest with you. I don't really care. I want to have my home cleaned. They were recommended to me, and they up and quit without giving any notice, without finishing the job that they were doing. Give me a reason, and this is what I said to your to whatever that was that answered your that answers your phone.
That's my producer, Bud.
Is that who that is?
Yeah.
I said, give me a reason why I shouldn't turn these people into the to the international or not international, but the immigration society. You know.
You mean the Immigration and Naturalization Service?
Yes, sir.
Because they up and quit on you? I suppose you could, but I think that did they have a reason?
No, they had no reason. They did not have a good reason, no.
Well, why did they say they quit?
Well, they want to tell me how to live in my home, and maybe that's how it works in Guatemala, but it doesn't work that way in America. And I'm very terrible.
What did they say to you? What were they saying?
Well, they're telling me to. They don't want me lifting weights. What I do is I work out in our master bedroom. I have free weights. And I do a very small workout in the morning. These women come once a week. And I tell them, you know, you can do the master bedroom last. I'm going to be working out. And then I'm going to use the bathroom to clean up. All of a sudden, these women come around into the room and they say, Mister, because this is the way they have a broken English, which is fine. Mister, we don't want to work if you're going to be, you know, lifting weights. We don't. And she used the word puerco, which is pig.
She called you a pig?
Yes.
Because you're lifting weights?
Because I lift weights in my home. In a brief, what is called it's called a demi-brief. And it is a weightlifting brief. And
did they have a problem with you? How covered up are you? What is this?
Well, it's a thong brief, but it's...
Well, so you're sitting there, you're lifting weights in a thong?
Well, but wait a minute. This is my home. That's number one. Number two, more importantly, since when do four... women who are not the best-looking women in the world, but they're very hard-working women, since when do they not appreciate seeing a bodybuilder, you see? Since when has all of that begun to happen in the world? Because the last time I checked, I'm 53 and I have a 20-year-old wife. You know,
well, yeah, but you said you're separated from her, and I don't know if that has anything to do with
it. Well, we're separated because she started talking. She started going on about wanting a baby. You know, if that nothing kills a buzz. You know, I mean, I want to have children eventually, but my wife's 21, and she has a baby now. What's she going to look like? So that's it. Her figure's gone. At 21, it's gone.
All right, hold on, man. I got to get this guy's story. I don't know what this guy's talking about, bud.
Well, he apparently had a pup tent and everything.
He had a pup tent? What are you talking? His thong?
Yeah, and the women didn't want to work for him.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
All right, Jim, are you at the gym right now?
Yeah, Phil, I'm doing a little bit of working out, but most of the early, like I said, these light workouts I do in my home.
All right. You're doing a light workout and you're sitting there in a thong, right?
It's called a demi-brief. But yeah, it's almost a thong, yeah.
Well, what do you mean by almost?
Because it covers a bit of the lower back, but it does extend down into the crevice. So it goes to the small of the back and then goes crevice after that.
goes crevice. All right.
Well, that's weightlifting terminology, but the point is, I'm in my home lifting weights and doing leg extensions, which basically you're lifting your legs up over your head.
Yeah.
And then on to the floor behind you.
All right, now you've got four women in your house cleaning the house. You say they're Guatemalan women, so do any of them speak English?
One of them speaks English, yeah.
All right, these four women are in your home, and you're in your room. Is the door open?
Yes, the door. You're talking to me as if I'm the criminal.
No. Wait a minute. I just want to get the information. The door's open while you've got your legs all the way over your head wearing a thong. Now, I imagine these women from Guatemala, any immigrant, is a little reluctant to rock the boat.
Well, I would think so, too. And yet here they are trying to tell me what to do, see?
Well, no, wait a minute. The one woman said to you, Mr., we don't want to clean your house if you're doing this.
Well, I didn't know what she was talking about. First of all, I said, Mr., we don't want to clean in the bedroom, you know. And then the following week, she said, Mr., and she used this pig word. Now, I didn't know, no one had told me that she was going to bring her daughter, who is very attractive. So, yes, obviously it became evident in the brief. If you look to the brief. But what is she doing looking at that? The other point that I want to make is that in my own home, I should be allowed to do what I want to do. Now, I'm not scandalizing them, but because she said she thought I was being a pig, she quit and took the other women with her. Now I don't have a cleaning woman to clean this place up. And I've got company this weekend, to be perfectly honest with you.
All right, you just told me, man, that you're wearing a really small brief, and somehow there's arousal going on there, and they looked at it, called you a pig, and left.
Yes.
Well, why wouldn't they?
Well, here's two very good reasons, Mr. Henry, because you've been going, you seem to want to call me the criminal.
I'm not calling you a criminal, but why would four women cleaning a home want to stay there while a guy is, in their opinion, showing off?
I'm not showing off.
Well, you're doing these leg extensions in a brief where your legs go, your toes are touching the floor over your head, right?
Yes. Yeah, are you a weightlifter? Do you lift? Do you do any squats?
No, I don't lift. I don't do squats. No, man.
Oh, okay. Well, if you're not familiar with what we do, the other thing is I'm wearing a leopard print, which could have something to do with it. These people come from a jungle nation, and I don't know what they're up against down there in terms of wildlife. And I mean that.
Oh, come on. Don't be stupid. So they're afraid of your freak? They're afraid of the pattern in your brief?
I don't know. I'm simply saying that now I don't have cleaning women. I want a compelling reason as to why I don't call the Immigration and Naturalization Service on them. You know?
Why would you be that harsh with them, man? I mean, that's a rough...
I'll tell you why. Because it's humiliating when you work on your body, as I do. And when competition after competition and four washerwomen from a jungle nation run out on you and leave you high and dry. Why? Because they are offended by what everybody else says should win a trophy. That's what the prime problem I have with immigration, that I can't put on a jungle print demi thong, lift my legs over my head until the toes touch the floor behind me, and have a very hot-looking Guatemalan woman and also I was doing leg extensions.
Well, were you not spreading your legs wide and then bringing them back?
It's a lower back strengthening exercise, yeah.
All right, you're laying on the floor, man. You got four women in there. They're cleaning your house. One of them, now you tell me, is a really hot-looking daughter of one of them. Now you say you're aroused. You're wearing a demi...
It's a leopard print demi-thong.
A leopard print demi-thong. You're spreading your legs and pulling them together. Let me ask you this, man. Which way are you facing?
What do you mean?
Which way are your feet facing? Toward the women?
Yes.
I don't think you've got a case. I mean...
Well, no, you're wrong. Yes, I do.
Well, then why did you call my show, sir?
I wanted to warn you and your listeners about how immigrants are running roughshod.
Well, look, there's a lot of conversation going on about immigrants, and by God, there's plenty of people that would probably agree with you. But I don't think in your case you've got any case about immigrants. What you got is a city. You want to just sit there and spread your legs wearing a freaking, dental floss.
That's slanderous.
Well, come on, man. You got on a thong?
I have on. Anybody that lifts weights understand. And here's something else. How do they tell me, so I'm not even allowed to do what I want to do in my own home. My wife, who tried to tell me how to do what to do and how to do it, she has moved in with her mother for the next couple of weeks until she gets straightened out. And I don't mean that in a sexist way, but she wants to have a baby. I said, no, it's not going to happen. And so she's got, so I'm wearing a thong, I'm doing my exercises. She brings her daughter, who is looks like Selma Hayek, and I'm not allowed to have something happen inside the brief. And now they say I'm a pig. That's why I want to call INS. I've been called a pig. I've been told that I can't wear the demi-leopard, the demi-thong. I can't do deep knee bends. I can't do squats without someone looking at me funny. And I can't even look at a washerwoman's daughter that looks like Selma Hayek's twin without having an event in my brief.
An event in your brief. Look, man, they saw it.
Yeah, man. They saw it, Mr. Henry.
All right, hold on. Or maybe not. Where did you find this guy? I had an event in my brief. And you know what? It's because the washerwoman's daughter looked like Selma Hayek's twin. What's this guy's name anyway? It's Jim Sadler, Dr. Jim Sadler, a bodybuilder, a weightlifter, and a scumbag. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686.
Not only would I flash my high beams at you, I'd stick my pinky finger out and say, "Hoo yeah," like the Macho Man.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
I've got Dr. Jim Sadler on. He's a weightlifter. He's had a cleaning crew quit his employ because they didn't like watching him working out in his thong. And he says he has the right to and doesn't understand why Guatemalan cleaning women, who probably aren't here legally, should dictate to him how he works out. And you also made the point, sir, that you think it's something they should appreciate.
Well,
I want to get a phone call on here. Hugh, is it?
Yeah, Phil, it's Hugh.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm sitting listening to this, and I'm getting more and more frustrated listening to this caller. I'm driving home from a bake sale that we had at our church tonight, and I'm going to tell you this. If this man behaved this way in front of my wives and daughters, I will tell you...
Your wives?
Yes, I'm a Mormon. And so I've got six wives. But our church, the Mormon faith, allows that, and that's not even why I'm calling it.
But you have six wives. How many daughters do you have?
I've got 12 daughters.
Wow.
Wow. You know, are you saying to me, you know, that you don't like my behavior lifting in a demi-thong that is a leopard print while you're out bird-dogging 13-year-olds to be your wife?
You listen to me and listen real good, friend, because I'm going to say this one time. An entire United States military expedition entered the Utah Territory in the 19th century trying to tell us what to do, and the graves of those soldiers are unmarked. So if you think you are going to speak to me...
Well, are you threatening me?
You can call it anything you want, but I'm just telling you this.
Mr. Henry, this guy's threatening... stuff to me.
Wait a minute. Hey, Hugh, let's keep this on a semi-friendly level.
I'll be very friendly. Let me tell this guy, this lisping queen.
Queen, I've got a 20-year-old piece of tail for a wife, okay?
Try 12 of them.
Wow.
What a slam, man. I smacked you down with that, didn't I?
Mr.
Look at, man. What's the point?
The point is, if this guy, who's a bodybuilder, is going to come to my home and do leg spreads and squats in front of my wives while they bake bread and churn butter, or he thinks he's going to be doing his, he's going to extend his legs over his head to touch the floor behind him, so his rear end is there as my daughters are beating rugs and milking cows on our farm.
Why would he be at your house?
I thought this guy cleans homes for a living, doesn't he?
No, you idiot. My,
you're calling me an idiot. Okay. All right. Let me just mark that one down. Boy, this is going to be fun. I've got a van, and I wear a red shirt and knee boots, and I shave the sides of my head so it's a full mohawk. And I go into the city, and people think I'm Adolf Hitler. And when I find you...
Wait a minute, man. Let him finish. And these threats I don't like on my show.
I don't clean houses, Heinrich Himmler. The women are the ones that complained. Guatemalans.
What is the? What did he say, sir?
I said Guatemalans.
Can you say that now without the male organ in your mouth? Because...
Oh, boy, I tell you...
Look, you're going to either clean it up or I'm going to hang up on you.
Well... if this man is... You don't clean houses.
No, I don't. I'm in my home. I'm doing what I want to do, and the Guatemalan told me.
You know, I'm not a big fan of immigration, but I will tell you in this case, viva la Guatemala. And, Mr. Henry, I bid you a good evening. I bid you adieu. Thank you from Mormon country here high in the Rockies. My name is Hugh Feverman of the First Mormon Church, and this has been Utah Utes Football.
What a weird ass.
Hey, man, you too. Get out of here.
Wait a minute. Are you refusing me as a guest just because I'm not some Mormon freak?
The whole thing, man, should never have started. From high in the Rockies, Hugh Effervescence? What's his name? 1-800-449-8686. A, Mormons with that whole multi-wife thing, I envy you, man. I envy you. As long as they're of age, dude. This marrying a 13-year-old woman, that's a girl, that's strictly from hunger, man. You guys ought to be beaten with a car wrench for that. However, having said that, if you cats are out there and you're married to six women and they're all over the age of 18, brother, have at it. I see nothing wrong with it at all. But the sick part is the 12. Now, as far as this guy with the squats and his thong, you know what, buddy? The sooner your wife returns to you, shoots you, and then moves in with her mother, the better. How about that? 1-800-449-8686. We have Jay Santos visiting us tonight. He'll be talking about safety and new methods of security for the home. And also are going to be discussing a little bit more about our signing coming up in December. Our CD is out. Bobby Dooley will be visiting with us, too, as well, on The Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
The lights are off in Miami. The lights are off in Miami-Dade. The lights are off, baby. That is the latest news. We got it from a listener of ours who, by the guy by the name of John, he's a cop down in South Florida. John, good evening to you.
Hey, Phil, how are you?
Are you listening to the show on the in the radio car tonight?
Yeah.
So the lights ain't off of that car.
No, they're not.
Now, tell me what happened, man. Wilma is still doing her thing, or what?
Yeah, I mean, basically no power anywhere, and they got us working the whole 12-hour thing.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, so like when you say all South Florida, what are we talking about? Like Miami, the whole Dade County, everything south, everything north, or
pretty much most of Miami-Dade County is they're on and off getting some power back. Broward yeah. County is for the most part is all still in the dark.
Fort Lauderdale, and this. How long ago did the hurricane leave, man? I mean, it's been a while now, hadn't it?
I don't know. It feels like 4 years for me, man. I don't know what to tell you. I've been working so darn much, but.
Dude, they got to get the lights on down there.
Yeah.
Well, really, the only reason why we got you on is so you'll not hit the siren for it. No, I'm kidding.
Thanks, Phil, for making me laugh. And a couple of the guys, we were tuning into you, so.
That's very cool. Hey, I'll tell you a true story. I was running to make a plane in Miami years ago when I was down at WIOD. Mm-hmm. And a Miami-Dade cop met me at the gate and, like, gave me this freaking running cordon. I mean, the guy escorted me to the gate, man. I mean, it was the coolest thing. I mean, I made my plane. I was going to be late for this thing. I got these two big Miami-Dade guys. Are you guys called Miami-Dade now or Metro-Dade? I forget.
I think the latest flavor is Miami-Dade.
Okay, cool. Well, we're glad you're listening, brother, and you know, I'm glad you're there, too.
All right, Phil. Hey, you guys keep up the good work.
All right, dude, thanks. Hey, you going to do the siren or not? Bud wants to hear it.
Yeah, do that siren. That is so bitchin'.
All right, cool. The last time Bud heard that, he was sleeping it off in a holding cell, and they were pulling in, and they were testing the sign. Thanks a lot.
Hey, no problem.
See you later, John. All right. Far out. Is that what you wanted, Bud?
Yeah, I was down at the Newport City Jail, and...
Yeah, I don't want to hear about it, man. And
I heard a cop coming, going, whoop, whoop, whoop.
Hey, Bud, I want to read something when we come back about the Jackson Whites. You ever heard of them?
No.
Well, they're all retards, and they live in the mountains. Maybe some of your people are from there.
Maybe.
1-800-449-8686. Coming up, some neighbors of Mark Newman, my producer, people who are inbred with small heads. It's the Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.